Well, it's interesting that all the penalties are going to be taken at the goal, behind which are the massed ranks of Mansfield Town fans. Kevin Hitchcock holds his hands up to touch the crossbar. It's Brian Williams, regular penalty taker for Bristol City. And it's Williams' left foot against Kevin Hitchcock. City with the psychological advantage of going first. Williams against Hitchcock, and 1-0 it is to City. Hitchcock dives to his right. Hitchcock beaten as it goes into the left-hand corner. 1-0 then to City. Mark Kearney, the regular penalty taker for Mansfield, he's the man who's going to be taking the penalty, the first one for Mansfield Town. As the Bristol City fans, you can hear away to our left, trying to put Mark Kearney off. Kearney against Wolf. Really, it is nerve-wracking up here, never mind down there. Kearney, and Kearney scores, 1-1. Both goalkeepers having gone to their left and beaten to their right. 1-1 then, as Rob Newman steps up for Bristol City. And it's interesting that all the ball boys are gathered behind the goal, and half the ball boys have been provided by the Bristol schools and half of them by the Mansfield schools, and the arms went up in delight then, and you could pick out which were the Mansfield schoolboys. Let's hope it's the Mansfield schoolboys who are signalling their delight in a moment, as Rob Newman turns round, takes on Kevin Hitchcock, hits the ball now and thumps that one past Hitchcock. 2-1 it is, as Keith Castle steps forward. Now, Keith Castles, we've seen his tired legs throughout that extra time period. I wonder whether he's got the energy, the strength, and the foresight to be able to put this penalty past Keith Wolf. He's looking confident. Let's hope he feels confident. He steps back two or three paces, takes it now, and Wolf saves! Diving away to his left-hand side. So the advantage very definitely with Bristol City. That was a tired penalty kick by Keith Castles. So this time it's John McPhail. Can he fail? McPhail stepping up. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Mansfield Town's so close to glory, 4 minutes away. Surely they're not going to have the Freight Rover trophy whipped from under them now. McPhail it is. Hitchcock, he's done so well. Can he keep out this drive from McPhail? McPhail now, and McPhail scores. Ian Greaves, I don't know what's going through his mind at the moment, but it must be heartache. As Ian Stringfellow, what an onus on the youngster. Stringfellow to try and make it 3-2 on the penalties. Stringfellow, he'll no doubt be reflecting on that header that came down from the crossbar. Stringfellow against Woff, and Stringfellow scores. So 3-2 it is to Bristol City on penalties, as Keith Curl comes forward to take the fourth penalty for Bristol City. At the moment, just one failure, that by Keith Castles, and how sad it would be if Keith Castles, who's fought so hard in this match, if it's his ultimately his penalty miss that denies Mansfield the Freight Rover trophy. Keith Curl, number 14 for Bristol City, turns away from the ball, runs in now, faces Hitchcock, and Hitchcock gets a hand to it, but he can't stop it going in. And surely it's looking like curtains for Mansfield.
Oh, that was very, very close. He's got the... honestly, just another couple of inches and he's tipped it over the bar. Oh, but what can you say? It's...
Gary Pollard then looking to do what the Bristol City substitutes just done on that score. Pollard, who came on at the start of the second half for Jason Danskin. Pollard against Woff, and Pollard scores into the corner. Now, Gordon Owen, he's had such a tremendous game down that right-hand side for Bristol City. And I think if you're a betting man, Martin, I know you enjoy the odd flutter, you've got to put your money on Owen sealing it with this kick.
Well, I'm not terribly sure. Not sure at all. You know, it's... while there's life, there's a bit of hope, I suppose. Can he miss it?
The next few seconds will tell. Perhaps this is when Kevin Hitchcock is going to pull out the stops. Then, of course, we've just got to rely on Mansfield scoring a penalty, but... simply, if Owen scores, Bristol City win the Freight Rover. It's Owen against Hitchcock, and he saves it! He stretched out his leg, he does a cartwheel of delight, and he saved it. They're going bonkers down on the bench down here. But it's Kevin Kent who's got to wrap it up at four apiece. It's not all over yet. Kevin Kent, the man whose goal looked to have won the Freight Rover trophy for Mansfield with his goal in 56 minutes. Kevin Hitchcock, in fact, just showing the fans that it was the instep of his boot that kept that one out. It doesn't matter. It kept it out. Kevin Kent to try and lock it up at four penalties apiece. Can he do it? Players I know can't look. Kevin Kent against Woff, and he scored! 4-4, tremendous stuff. And now it's sudden death. Kent goes over to shake arms and to give a little hug to Kevin Hitchcock. Now, who's going to step forward? Because it's sudden death now. Bristol City having to send a man forward.
That was a lovely little moment there. The goal scorer in the game, in the actual game, congratulating the goal saver. That's terrific stuff. And Hitchcock's instep, well, has it won the trophy for them?
Now, long inquest going on down on the pitch. Who's going to take these penalties? I think they're drawing straws at the moment, Martin.
I'm delighted we're up here. Couldn't take that.
I don't know about you, Martin, but my hands are starting to tingle already.
Yeah. That's a lovely feeling there to see Hitchcock and the crowd go mad behind him. It's fantastic as the ball ricocheted up and over the bar.
The joy and the despair. There's Gordon Owen just coming down to the bench below as one or two people putting an arm round him. They know that it could have been him.
Yeah, but having said that, had he scored, wouldn't you not have felt really, really sorry for Keith Cassells, who's the only one who might have missed a penalty in the game, and he's done everything in his power to wrest that cup from Mansfield.
So it's the rest are being thrown forward. The public address system saying that it's going to be sudden death. 5-5, it says on the scoreboard away to our right. Well, that, of course, takes in the two goals scored in the 120 minutes. And it's going to be David Moyes, who's stepping forward to try and give the advantage to Bristol City once again. All the time now, Mansfield Town are having to fight back, which is rather sad, really. Now Moyes, can Hitchcock's instep do this one as well? Moyes comes up, the central defender, and he's kept that one out! It was his left boot that time, and Hitchcock does a dance of delight. It was his right boot that kept out Owen's shot. Now it's his left boot, he points to the instep. He can't believe it. But still, it's not over. Tony Kenworthy is the man who could write his name into the history books for Mansfield Town. And as Stan tells me, Kenworthy not unaccustomed to taking penalties. He used to be Sheffield United's penalty taker. Now, I wonder whether Keith Woff remembers that and remembers which side he puts them. It's the two former Bramall Lane teammates. I can hardly bear to look myself. I don't know about the rest of the side. Kenworthy, left-footed, against Woff. Kenworthy.
Yes!
That's Steve Tarrell that won the plate thrower trophy. The players go wild. Kevin Kent and the players away to my right. They're delirious. Martin O'Neill, I've just about lost my voice.
Well, these are fantastic scenes. I've been here a couple of years with Nottingham Forest. I thought I'd never seen scenes like these from local football sides. But this is, it's fantastic for Mansfield. Absolutely brilliant. And nobody deserves the acclaim more than Kevin Hitchcock, who's had an absolutely sensational game.